Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
We really don't know what it's going to look like.
Tonight, confusion at the border.
States have no business regulating who can come into the country and who has to leave.
Just hours after a contentious Texas immigration law went into effect, a federal court blocked it, taking away the power to arrest and detain migrants from Texas state and local police.
Texas has a right to defend ourselves, and we will use that authority to declare an invasion and fight back against that invasion.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with the whiplash of federal court rulings over the Texas immigration law known as SB4. A U.S. Court of Appeals blocked the sweeping law. This was just hours after the Supreme Court said it could go into effect. The Texas law gives local and state police the power to arrest and detain migrants who cross the border illegally. Immigration enforcement has for decades been the sole responsibility of federal authorities. And as you heard, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said the state has the right to defend itself against what he is calling an invasion. Now, President Biden opposes the Texas law, and he actually landed in the state today for fundraisers. This challenge comes as a Texas bus company has put the brakes on transporting migrants to New York City after a lawsuit was filed by New York City. The mayor there, Eric Adams, urged other bus companies to stop their trips, too. So there's a lot to talk about, and CBS's Omar Villafranca will start us off tonight with all the latest from Dallas.
Tonight, one of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's toughest border restriction policies is under scrutiny by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Judges decided to hear the case this morning after the Supreme Court temporarily allowed SB4 to go into effect. Questions focused squarely on the merits of the law. Texas's Solicitor General seemed to struggle to defend the law's merit.
So what if someone enters in, let's say, from Mexico into Arizona and lives there for 5 years, then moves to Texas? Are they covered?
I don't know the answer. I'm reading the text, you know, maybe.
Spencer Amder with the ACLU says SB4 is unconstitutional.
Federal law has been clear that states have no business regulating who can come into the country and who has to leave. That is just the core of federal immigration power.
While the court decides SB4's fate, Texas Governor Greg Abbott remained steadfast.
Even without SB4, Texas has the legal authority to arrest people coming across the razor wire barriers on our border.
Abbott's action of busing migrants to Democrat-run cities also suffered a minor setback in New York, where after being sued by the city, at least one bus company has agreed to stop busing migrants from Texas to New York. With the law in limbo, El Paso County Sheriff Commander Ryan Urrutia added, his deputies won't make SB 4 a priority.
We have about 270 police officers, and this issue could quickly exhaust those resources for our community.
We don't know when the Fifth Circuit will rule on SB 4. And this is all happening as President Biden comes to Texas. He'll be in Dallas and Houston for fundraisers. And we'll see if he makes any comments on the law. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you so much. Tonight, there's an urgent manhunt underway in Idaho for a white supremacist gang member who escaped from custody early this morning during an ambush. Two correction officers were shot and wounded in the incident. CBS's Elise Preston has the details on the brazen escape by the convicted felon.
Prisoner, white male adult, shirtless, Skylar Meade, had a driver who was the shooter.
Just steps from the emergency room, bullets struck three officers, forcing this hospital on lockdown.
We believe that this was a coordinated attack, ambush on the Department of Corrections officers.
Convicted felon Skylar Meade was being escorted after an emergency hospital visit. Then a brazen escape straight seemingly out of a movie plot. Investigators say a gunman dressed in dark clothing opened fire. Two correctional officers were struck. A third was accidentally shot by a Boise police officer who arrived on scene. But as the manhunt unfolds for this gray getaway vehicle, the community is on high alert.
They are dangerous, they are armed, and they have shown a propensity for violence.
Court records show 31-year-old Meade, a gang member, had been serving time for aggravated battery against law enforcement, grand theft, and other felonies. He's been behind bars since 2016.
We are searching as quickly as we can, following every lead we can, to try and get these folks into custody.
Now, police say Meade tried to injure himself last night, which is why he ended up in the hospital. The investigation is ongoing as investigators work to figure out who else may have helped in the escape. Nora? Elise Preston, thank you very much. Donald Trump's claims of a cash crunch are facing new scrutiny. New York's attorney general pushed back on the former president's request to try and waive the bond for his appeal in the civil fraud case, saying Trump has not exhausted all possible options to pay the half a billion dollar bond. CBS Nicole Killian has the latest.
Tonight, former President Donald Trump is under increasing financial pressure. Some of his prized properties, like Trump Tower and 40 Wall Street, up for possible seizure if he can't pay the $464 million bond by next Monday.
Have some of the greatest assets in the world. And this is a rigged trial.
Trump's lawyers have claimed that more than 30 insurance companies rejected his bond bids. But the office of New York Attorney General Letitia James today dismissed their argument that he can't find the money, saying there is nothing unusual about even billion-dollar judgments being fully bonded.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
To meet the Monday deadline, Trump likely needs over $500 million in collateral for the bond. But he's claimed to have only between $350 and $400 million in cash, with the rest of his wealth tied up in property and other assets.
So it would be up to her. Anything she tries to seize, he can then try to defend against. But basically, he needs to put up the bond within a few days or else be pretty much at her mercy.
With his real estate empire at risk, Trump asked 1 million supporters today by email and text to chip in. His attorney, Alina Haba, said James's office is playing politics.
But it is intentionally to interfere in the election, to hurt President Trump, to try and ruin his company.
And Nicole is with us. We know Donald Trump is facing four different criminal trials, one of them in Georgia. I understand there's some news today about a delay.
Yeah, that's right, Nora. In fact, Trump's attorneys are hailing a decision by a Georgia judge allowing them to appeal a ruling last week to keep Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis on the 2020 election interference case. Of course, this comes after a prosecutor she was romantically involved with resigned from that case. But, you know, legal experts say that this appeal is going to result in yet another delay. It could take several more weeks for this to pan out. And so, therefore, it's unlikely this trial could go to trial before November, Nora.
takes a flowchart to keep track of this, Nicole. Thank you.
You bet.
Well, new court filings today are detailing claims of disturbing hazing at the University of Maryland, including initiation incidents and alcohol poisoning that sent some fraternity pledges to the hospital. CBS's Natalie Brand reports on the horrific details.
Tonight, disturbing allegations of potentially life-threatening hazing cutting through the Serene campus at the University of Maryland. Tonight, five fraternities are under investigation. Newly released court documents revealed multiple alleged incidents, including students being burned with cigarettes and torches, the forced drinking of urine, and beatings with paddles. One student reportedly passed out after being forced to drink straight vodka. Lucy Taylor is a former UMD sorority member.
It's a rare occurrence for someone to report, so I'm just wondering what will be different with this ongoing investigation.
University of Maryland says it's establishing new reporting and training protocols.
It is the responsibility of an institution to keep young people, to keep students safe.
In Maryland, hazing is a misdemeanor crime. It's one of 44 states and D.C. that have hazing laws on the books, but they vary greatly. Professor Elizabeth Allen of Stop Hazing is pushing for federal legislation.
Hazing is far more widespread than most assume.
55% of college students involved with social groups or athletic teams have experienced hazing. It's estimated more than 100 students have died since 2000.
A really important part of accountability and prevention is the commitment of the leadership at the college or university. That commitment is vital.
Now, some current students in the Greek system here who we met today on campus didn't want to talk about these allegations. That professor we spoke to says reporting hazing is key to trying to prevent it, Nora.
Natalie Brand, thank you so much. President Biden and former President Donald Trump cruised to victory last night in the primary elections in the battleground state of Arizona. But in tonight's Listening to America, CBS's Weijia Jiang hears from voters who aren't happy with their options in the general election.
Republican business owner Steve Macias voted for Donald Trump in 2020, but he's not sure if he will do so again.
I really still have trouble trying to figure out who I'm going to vote for.
The same goes for Democrat Paulina Flores.
And in 2020, I voted for Biden.
And independent Raquel Glodin.
I voted for Donald Trump.
What happened in the past 3 years or didn't happen that you're still so undecided about who to vote for?
It's almost like there's too many chefs in the kitchen, or there isn't a main chef in the kitchen.
On the Biden side, you know, I was thinking, well, okay, good. He's the adult in the room, at least. You know, he's been through this. This will be calm. And it hasn't.
Since winning Arizona in 2020, support for President Biden, who spoke outside Phoenix today, has softened among Latino voters.
The Latino vote helped Biden clinch wins here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's done enough to maintain that lead here?
I think his Latino numbers will go down.
In part because they say Biden has not done enough to deal with issues at the southern border.
He put his vice president in charge as the borders are. And then what happened? She just disappeared. So does he really care about it?
But they can't get behind Trump's divisive rhetoric, recently calling migrants animals.
I mean, every time I think, well, maybe there's a chance I'll vote for him, stuff like that comes out. I was like,
yeah. Yeah, and he says yeah. And you're like, yeah. You shouldn't have said that, dude.
Makes you cringe.
The economy is also a factor in how they'll vote.
It used to be that we could go out and do things, you know, go out to dinner, you know, once, twice a week. Now, no, that's not happening. We have to budget everything down to the finest thing.
Do you think the economy was better under Trump?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so.
President Biden has called Trump a threat to democracy and made it a central part of his campaign.
Is democracy on the ballot in 2024?
I don't buy that argument.
I don't either.
I mean, to me now it's just another talking point. Every time I hear it, I just kind of tune it out.
I know.
It's something that, you know, some focus group came up with, and now they're just using it to death.
I really don't think they understand what democracy is when they say that. You know, the fact that there is a ballot is democracy.
In our conversation, age also came up as a major issue. And that's why the voters said they are paying close attention to Vice President Kamala Harris and to whoever Trump chooses as his running mate. They said it could be a deciding factor. Nora?
Weijia Jiang in Arizona for us. Thank you so much. Well, tonight, a new royal scandal, this time involving Princess Catherine's medical records. The details next.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
An investigation is underway into an attempted data breach of Princess Catherine's medical records at the London hospital where she had abdominal surgery earlier this year. CBS's Ian Lee has the details.
Tonight, the ongoing Princess of Wales saga is taking a potential criminal turn. A UK government watchdog is launching a probe into the possible breach of Kate Middleton's medical records. A British paper broke the story that at least one person tried to access them at a London clinic, where she underwent surgery in January. The hospital says in the case of any breach, all appropriate investigatory, regulatory, and disciplinary steps will be taken. This video, shot over the weekend and obtained by TMZ, appears to show Kate out and about with her husband, Prince William. But grainy video rarely quiets conspiracies, especially after the royal release of this digitally altered photo celebrating Mother's Day in the UK. And now a second picture that Kensington Palace said was taken by Kate is being called into question. For other senior royals, it's business as usual. So too on London streets.
I feel sorry for her, and to be fair, I think people should leave her alone.
Kensington Palace hasn't commented on the latest manipulated photo or the potential breach of Kate's medical information, but maintains the Princess of Wales will be back to work after Easter. Nora?
Ian Lee, thank you. We sit down with the most powerful female CEO in the country, the leader of CVS Health. That's next. Turning now to the state of healthcare in America, we sat down with Karen Lynch, CEO of CVS Health, one of the nation's largest health services providers. She told us there's room for improvement in all aspects of healthcare and about what inspires her to do better.
Do you have what you need?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
As the head of a company that impacts the lives of more than 100 million Americans, Karen Lynch is at the forefront of decisions that have major implications.
The Biden administration came out with new rules that would allow the abortion pill, mifepristone, to be sold at pharmacies instead of only being available at a doctor's office or a hospital. CVS stores are now carrying this. Was that a difficult decision to make?
As a company, our North Star is that we support women's health and that we are committed to making sure that women have access to reproductive health services, education, and FDA-approved products.
CVS Health touches nearly every aspect of healthcare. It is the third largest insurer and the nation's largest pharmacy chain.
We got to change healthcare. Healthcare is complicated in this country. We've made meaningful progress. We need to make more progress.
CVS is also a retail giant and, like many companies, has faced an increase in thefts.
A lot of things are under lock and key. Yeah. How big of an issue has been burglaries?
Yeah, it's a problem for us. The organized retail theft is a big problem.
Why do you call it organized retail theft?
Because they're mostly organized people that are doing it. What I'm most concerned about is the safety of our colleagues and the safety of our customers.
The 62-year-old from small town Ware, Massachusetts, never imagined she'd run a Fortune 500 company. And many along the way couldn't imagine it either.
You were told by someone that you don't look like a CEO.
They told me that I was too short. They told me that I was too blonde. They told me that I was petite and that my voice wasn't deep enough in this day and age.
She learned perseverance at a young age. Lynch's mother died by suicide when she was 12. The aunt who took her in died from cancer when Lynch was 26. Those experiences fuel her passion for health, especially mental health.
One in five Americans, almost 20% of the population, suffers with mental health issues. And so one of the areas that we're very focused on is making sure that there's access points so that people can get the care that they need. But the first thing we have to do is eradicate the stigma of mental health.
As America's most powerful female CEO, she hopes to inspire women to use their voice and lead with empathy. That's the focus of her new leadership book, Taking Up Space.
What's your message to women and girls?
Dream big and don't let your past define your future. Forge ahead.
And you can see more of our interview tomorrow night on Person to Person on CBS Streaming and the CBS News app. That's at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Heart of America is next with an early peak bloom of the cherry blossoms here in the nation's capital.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. It's the most beautiful time of the year here in the nation's capital with the bloom of the iconic cherry trees. This year, the cherry blossoms hit their peak bloom at the second earliest date on record. But for about 140 of these cherry trees, it will also be their last. The National Park Service is cutting them down as part of a three-year project to combat flooding. That includes Stumpy, a little tree turned local celebrity that has continued to bloom despite years of decay. The trees are getting the axe will still serve a purpose as mulch.
As that mulch breaks down, it becomes soil. And that soil will provide nutrients for the living trees for generations to come. It is an appropriate and beneficial second life for the trees that are coming down.
Cherry blossoms and those protecting them. That's tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I've been a reporter for more than three decades, and along the way, I've been talking to myself in notebooks I've carried in my back pocket. They've captured thoughts about life, parenthood, death, friendship, and more. I'm John Dickerson, and I'd like you to join me in figuring out what these 30 years of notebooks mean in my new podcast, Navel Gazing. Each episode, we dig through the piles of notebooks that I've been collecting, and from their entries, try to sort out what makes a life. This collection of audio essays is available wherever you get your podcasts.